And I'm back. My name's Brian. Wow, what a... My God, it's terrible in Florida. Hurricane Milton. And this morning, I feel like I'm in a hot pressure cooker. I've got so much going on. I don't have enough time. And I've got to get this message out. So to the folks in Florida, you're going to get help. Do not listen to misinformation. You are going to get help. So just hold on to that thought. There is hope. And the government, your government, Joe Biden, will not let you down. Kamala Harris will not let you down. Their whole administration will not let you down. You can take that to the bank. Why? Because there's many changes that have taken place in the Matrix. Last week, I made an agreement with the Prince of Darkness to move the world towards peace. And when I compare 30 days ago and today, the Matrix software program, the Crystal Lattice, is a means of where we get our thoughts from. And a month ago, the Prince of Darkness had a contract to, well, actually not a contract, but authorization to kill me. And I also had the same contract to take out the Prince of Darkness through energy. And this was very serious. I mean, what I went through in the last month, the energy was coming to me for me to have a stroke, heart attack, whatever. So that is no longer the case. So we're not going to kill each other. We are now working together. This is a huge, huge change. And those with the pendulum verify that what I'm just saying is true. You know, confirm that this is serious. And a month ago, there was a software program for Kamala Harris to be assassinated. And again, confirm, was that true? The answer is yes. And so with me working with the Prince of Darkness, we agreed to certain agreements. I can't go over all of them, but we agreed that we would not take the world towards World War III. So today, particularly Benjamin, the Prime Minister of Israel, he's no longer programmed for World War III. He's about maybe 5% programmed, but that's going to be removed. And the world leaders are not programmed for World War III. Vladimir Putin, Zelensky is not. So this is a very good situation for the world. The healing that we did last week for Joe Biden, it's gone through. Those of you who are paying attention to his news encounters when he's speaking in the last 3 days, you can see that he is more clear. He's got his thoughts together. He's more coherent. That's a reason why I'm really excited, because of this healing where he had, oh my God, he had 7 individual souls on him that he had to take us into World War III. And if he didn't, he would have had a stroke. Now he was scheduled to have a stroke this month. That was the program. And he no longer is programmed to have that stroke. So people with the pendulum verify that. That was supposed to happen this month. And so it's been very challenging for me. Watching the bouncing ball, I don't have enough time. And I have to make sure that I do the right thing and pay attention to the right thing. Kamala Harris, she still needs to be protected in a big way. You know, there. Even though the program says she's not to be assassinated, it doesn't mean that someone can work outside the program. So she needs to be fully protected, and she has to make sure that she is going to places that is highly, highly safe for her. This is a message. This is not coming from me. This is coming from the big guy upstairs. And we want to know, what I want to know, basically when we take a look at the Democrats, what I discern, the Democrats they're of the light. And through the past years, the Prince of Darkness has been working through the certain Republicans to take the whole world eventually into World War III. Again, with the pen, verify that's true. And also, I'd like to thank all those who have been helping me to make sure I'm speaking the truth. You've confirmed to me that my last broadcast was 100% truthful. And please do the same thing with this. Keep me on my toes. But this time today is so serious. It is so serious that we make sure that the path that we're going to go on is the right path. And we have to go towards world peace. So Israel has to move towards a ceasefire. There is no choice. Well, there is a choice, but when we speak of the Spiritual Council of the Light, Benjamin does not have the option to say no. Well, he does, but if he does, there will be some serious consequences. And I don't want to see anything happen. I just know what the math equation is. I know what the software program is, and I know what's going to happen. And I don't want to see anything bad happen to him or to anyone. What I like to see, what I've been really working hard, is to try to stop these wars and try to minimize the suffering. Minimize. That's what we've got to do. We have to minimize the suffering. And we can do it because we're no longer driven where the Prince of Darkness is controlling world leaders. He's not controlling anybody now. He's on the sideline, and he's basically watching what I'm doing. And he is on this planet in human form. And Pam, verify, is that true? Is he here in human form, the Prince of Darkness? Yeah, I'm not going to reveal who he is. It's basically no one's business. It's just between God, the Prince of Darkness, and myself. And so I'm just saying to all our listeners, there is hope. And there's a lot of you, even my clients, some of you are thinking, oh, I got to give up. Don't give up. We're in transition right now. And so when you're going through transition, your life going through transition, where the light is taking over everything and we're moving away from the dark, there's going to be some bumps. And you have to expect to go through some minor bumps. Some will have major bumps, but that has to go through. Yes, it does. But you're going to survive. You're going to survive. Next year is going to be good because the light is really going to be on top of everything. And it's been tough. I mean, the last 5 years on this planet, or even since COVID, it's been very, very, very difficult. Very difficult for our politicians in Canada. It was tough. Justin Trudeau, a month ago, he was held hostage by the Prince of Darkness. And he, along with other world leaders, were supposed to basically break down the economy in such a bad way so that we would eventually be forced to go into World War III. So Justin no longer has that mandate. It's not attached to him. And so he's free. So now he can make some really good decisions for Canada. And along with the rest of the politicians. Now, there are some politicians that are, well, they're going to still be influenced on some dark side. I won't get into that, but that's going to be a minor problem. The light will take over the government of Canada. The light will take over the United States government. All of this is going to happen. It's happening now, today, as we speak right now. It's going on. So what I'm going to do is I have to take a break now, and I need to get my thoughts together. I really need to really think more. I'm asking the Father, what am I supposed to do? And I'm really tired. I'm really exhausted. But one thing, the folks worldwide, Kamala Harris, people are thinking that she's not qualified to be the president of the United States. She is qualified. In fact, she's more than qualified. She's logical. She's smart. And she's going to have the best people around her of the light that will help her make good decisions. And God will touch the hearts of all other world leaders that will make it easier for her to get along with all other world leaders. And that's what's going to happen. Why? Because I'm the extension of the Spiritual Council of the Light. I put in my vote, and I've supported that to happen. So we just gotta hope that everything turns out. It doesn't mean that Kamala will be president, because there's a lot of different things that can go on. But the world needs Kamala to be president. This is the truth. We've got to have her in office, and it will be a sad day if that doesn't happen. We have to have decency, integrity. When a politician speaks, we have to know that this one is speaking the truth. We need, the world needs, the United States needs a truth president and a truth vice president. That's what we need. So we're going to break, and I got to say, Kamala, you are the one.
Somebody you wanna know? You're smiling when you said what you wanna say, and you know the way you wanna say it. You'll be so high, you'll be flying. I was her, she was me.
Wow. Wow. October the 10th, 2024. What time is it? It's just almost 10 to 9 a.m. Wow. If there's someone calling me on, she's the one. So, folks in America, do the right thing for your country. Do the right thing. So, I've said, with the healing that Joe Biden received very recently, that healing will allow him to make very good decisions for the American people. Because he has no influence, he has no threat, he has no energetic threat. There's a lot of us, we don't realize it, we have entities on us, and these entities, for the most part, are past life, full-length souls from other people. That's on us, that if we don't do certain things, it will bring disease into our body. It will kill us. It will cause us to have a heart attack. It could do a lot of bad things. So Joe Biden has been freed from all that. Confirmed it. Pen verify that again. Has he been freed from all that? Okay? He's exactly. And so this is good. The healing went through. And we tried many, many, many times. I even took trips to Delaware to try to meet. But now I, because of the healing, what was involved, it was good that I did not meet with him in person. Because I didn't want him to know who was doing what to him. Other than that's been looked after. I didn't want him to know that, but he's been set free. And so what we need to understand, why is it that the Republicans do not, we're not talking all Republicans, because there are a bunch of Republicans that are now going from being Republican and they're supporting Democrats, and they're the smart ones. They're the smart ones. Because they're the ones that really, they don't want World War III. But there are many others that were programmed to take us into World War III. But on a conscious level, they didn't understand this. But they're subconscious. And when we take a look at this matrix, there really isn't any conscience. And I want to talk about that at a different time, because we're all living on subconscious. And subconscious is the memory of our other incarnation from the other planet, the other universe that we came from. But I'm not going to get into that. What I am going to say, and this is really, really important. The Republicans, again, was programmed to take us into World War III. And I made a statement maybe 5-6 years ago. I wrote something. The premiers of Canada, they got that. They got that notice. And I made that statement. It's a powerful statement. And it's not their fault because they were programmed that way. So we can't judge them. They were programmed to take us into World War III. This is no longer the situation. This is good news. Again, we cannot judge or punish or do anything to a Republican because we're all actors on the stage. They were simply reading their lines. Now, if Joe Biden was to die, would he go to heaven? And the answer is yes. So that says something on its own. And if Kamala Harris was to die, would she go to heaven? And the answer is yes. This is what I'm asking the world, the American people, to take with you. And the Canadian government to understand. Make sure you go with the right horse. It's either black or white. And you're going to take white, I hope. And so my only concern, trying to protect a lot of people, based on you having this knowledge, if you're American, and then if you do vote for a Republican, then they get elected, and then they take us into World War III, you will create a huge karmic debt. And you will have to go through some horrific experience in another incarnation because you didn't listen. The wheels are turning. Vote. I'm asking you. Vote for Democrats. Your other incarnations to come will be a lot easier. So here's the question. This is how the Matrix is programmed right now. If Oh, Siri, you're listening to my conversation again. So if the U.S. election was taken today, this is where the Matrix, the software program, the Crystal Lattice, if it was to be taken today, what would really happen? Well, most Americans who do vote would vote Democrat because Democrats represent the light. And we have to keep in mind that you've got the light, you've got the dark. The primary purpose of the dark is always to destroy the reputation and credibility of the light. It always is. That's part of the deal. That's part of my deal, too. The dark tried to destroy my reputation, credibility. It's going to be like that the rest of my incarnation. I say to the American people, keep your reputation and vote for your future and vote Democrat. when we take a look at, what is it? Should I say this, Father? Yes? He says yes. Okay. So it is true, about a month ago, 80 million Americans had an oath to the Republican Party to vote in the Republican Party. 80 million. They had an oath. And the oath basically states that it doesn't matter what the Republicans do, regardless of what their history is, what their past is, they still must vote Republicans. That's the contract. That's the software program. Regardless, and all the Republicans have to do is just say, vote for me. There's 80 million, a month ago, 80 million, just say, vote for me. There doesn't need to be any sort of platform or some ideology that's going to help the world. It's not necessary because these individuals had an oath and they received this oath from another incarnation. And they were committed in this incarnation where they had to vote Republicans. Because of the change of responsibility, the Prince of Darkness to the light, those 80 million people in the United States no longer, they do not have an active oath. People with the pen verify that. Verify, is that true? They do not have an active oath. So all the Democrats have to do is come up with a platform that is true, that is doable, that you are committed to complete while in office, and that's going to help the American people. That's all you've got to do. And of course, between now and Election Day, it's very important that you aggressively ensure that Israel goes through a ceasefire. This is absolutely, absolutely essential. They have no business now saying no to the United States. They have no business. There's no programming that says they cannot agree with the United States. That's been lifted. So Benjamin can now say, yes, he can move towards peace. And he has to. He really has to do this. And I hope he does. So we are going to go to break right now. And he's really working through me this morning. He's really, really working through me. And God is going to help the people in Florida. All of you are going to be helped. And whatever you do, the people in Florida, do not blame God. Don't get angry with God. Simply let go of all your anger and revenge towards everyone. And don't do any forgiving to anyone. Don't do this. Embrace the fact that there is a change going on this planet, a transition from the dark to the light. And we're in the perfect moment of this transition where the government, less than 30 days ago, the U.S. government was programmed not to help the people of Florida. Because of this change, the government now has to help the people of Florida, and they will do it. They're programmed to do this. So the timing is perfect for the people of Florida to get help. And just know that help is coming. And when you do receive the help, appreciate the help. It's very important. And help those who suffer, help them out. Don't be selfish. Help them out. and have respect for law and order and respect the responders who are, at times, their life is in danger by helping you, along with the military, the Navy, and so on, and the police. So please, please cooperate, and you will receive many, many, many blessings. But do not protest against the government. So we are going to break now, and we're going to listen to Beyonce, Halo, and I love this song. We're going to be right back, and my name's Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio. Thank you.
I can feel your
That is so beautiful. I love her voice. She's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful soul. Thank you, Beyonce. Again, you're back. You're listening to Brian. Clarity Radio. I can feel the sadness in Florida. I'm an empath. I can feel what the people are going through, losing everything. It's sad. It's sad. But the Father, He's going to rebuild. He's going to rebuild Florida. I wasn't able to do anything to stop that hurricane. I wasn't able to do it. I wasn't allowed. Part of it is because of the transition of what we're going through. But it's getting completed. And we're going to do another broadcast. It's going to be posted sometime tomorrow afternoon before 7 o'clock, early evening. It's going to be... I was just told I'm doing another broadcast. I have no idea why. But we're going to post something else tomorrow. So, here we go. The Spiritual Council of the Light does exist. And I'm a member of the Spiritual Council. I'm the 13th member. And I usually always have the deciding vote on what I'm supposed to vote on. Now, every morning, except I didn't do it this morning. Hang on, Father. Is there anything you need to tell me? Oh, okay. So while I sleep, I actually travel to a different location. And I meet with the Spiritual Council. And so what I discussed, what we discussed is that the Father is helping the United States of America, the people of Florida is going to get help. And they're going to ensure that the right people do the right things to help the people of Florida. And that the Spiritual Council is moving the world towards world peace. So that's, and plus I got permission to do this radio broadcast, and I got permission to do another broadcast tomorrow. So that's it. But every morning now, and I was under so much pressure. This morning was a really unsettling morning for me. I was thinking about so many different things and dealing with certain emergencies, people needing help. And so, you know, the one that texted me this morning, don't give up. I know you're going through a very, very tough time, but you are being reprogrammed, and there's something that's called a purpose gene. Your purpose genes are being reprogrammed for you to stay on this planet and for you to have a better life. So you have to really trust in what I'm saying to you. And we all have purpose genes. And the purpose genes is what... Okay, now I see. We're going to discuss that tomorrow afternoon. The purpose genes. Right? Yes, Father? Yes. Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about. It's very important that you understand what I'm talking about. Purpose genes. Tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to do the broadcast and maybe something else. So the Spiritual Council of the Light does support the Democrats because, well, they're mostly influenced by the light. The Prince of Darkness supported Republicans, but not anymore. He doesn't support anyone because he's not allowed to really be actively involved in what's going on. But he also supported the Prime Minister of Israel, the Prince of Darkness. He supported Vladimir Putin, North Korean leader, and much more. And so that's why things are happening in the Middle East, because the Prince of Darkness was supporting Benjamin. And that's why Benjamin was saying no to the United States in reference to a ceasefire. Now, what's happened now, the Prince of Darkness is no longer, again, supporting Benjamin and Putin, Zelensky, different people, is no longer supporting them. The light is now working through them, and they have to do what the light needs them to do. And in the case of Israel, Hamas, Hezbollah, and different groups, connected to Iran or Lebanon, whatever, they now have to come up with a ceasefire. And the Hamas has agreed to move forward to a ceasefire. That's because the Prince of Darkness no longer is driving them. So this is good for the world. And so we should be seeing total cooperation with these different leaders and with the United States. We should be seeing some, I hope. Not guaranteed, but that's what's supposed to happen. And this is why the history, the last 2 years, last year, why so many people have been killed in Palestine, over 40,000. God knows how many injured. And so, again, this is good news. This is really, really good news. It's good news with Joe Biden receiving the healing. And also, Kamala Harris also received a healing, which I won't talk about. She received a beautiful, beautiful healing that will make her unencumbered. It will make her fearless. And it will make her strong. And it will allow her to make the right decisions working with Tim. This is all good. And I don't know what's going to happen with the Republicans, but I'm hoping that we are going to be able to help all of them. And if they're trapped, if they're held hostage on some level in the Matrix, I'm hoping that God is going to allow them to be set free. And maybe I'm supposed to mention something about that tomorrow. I don't know. So having said that, we are looking at a better future as of this moment. We are, even though it appears that we are not, we are looking at a better future. We're looking at a better future because 80 million Americans are not forced to vote for something that they really don't believe in, but yet their mind tells them that they believe in what they're doing. It's just, we need coherency. We need truth. We need America to be strong. When America is strong, Canada is strong, other countries are strong. But a month ago, the Prime Minister of Israel was programmed to take us into World War III. Take your pen and verify, is that true? Was that his main underpin mission, was to take us into World War III? That is correct. It doesn't make any sense where you see the level of people being killed. It is not proportionate to the level of Israelis being killed. It's not. It's just out of control to the point to destabilize that whole region. And bring the United States into the war. That will allow Putin to do something else. That will allow China to do something else. And so now we're in a position where we have wars all over the place, and the Americans simply cannot manage all these different wars. it would be even better for the world for the Prime Minister of Israel to step down. It would be much better. That would be a happy day. That would be really good. As we speak about heaven, I mean, we're in this matrix. Some people will say it's an illusion. On some level, they're right. But when you pinch your skin, you pinch it hard, it hurts. So you sit back and say, how can this be illusion? It's real. It's physical. But much of this is illusion. And the only thing that's real is God. Outside that, it's God having a dream. And I will explain that deeper one day. What America does not need, what the world does not need, is to have a dictator in office. And as it stands right now, if all Democrats died, all Republicans died, the Democrats, for the most part, would have a greater chance of entering into the gates of heaven. And those would depend on verify the statement I've just made is true. People of America, go towards heaven. Do not move towards hell. Again, move towards heaven. Do not move towards hell. We're going to take a break now. And again, in my heart, I feel a lot of sadness for the world. But I know it's going to get better. And so we're going to go to break to this beautiful song, this Irish group, Boyzone, No Matter What. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. And I'm surprised that it's not really played in North America. It's such a beautiful song. So my name is Brian. You're listening to Clear Your Radio. And I'll be right back.
Strong shelter from that's all that matters now, no matter.
And that's all that matters to me. My name is Brian. Again, you're listening to Clarity Radio. And wow, it's a difficult day. It's a difficult day. And I've been told that the message that I have to give now is that the work is so critical, the work that I'm doing, the work that the light is doing to help the light. And by helping the light, we're also helping the dark. And we're hoping that by the infusion of light, it will enter into the hearts of the dark. And they will all come on side. I know it's a pipe dream, but that would be nice. That would be really, really, really nice. And the crystal lattice is again, it's programmed for peace. And when I was Albert Einstein, I spoke a little bit about the crystal lattice. And when I did, I didn't really want to talk about it because people would have thought I was crazy. But people who really know me, scientists and so on, academia, people of influence, politicians, they know I'm not crazy. They know I make sense. They know that I make sense. And they also know that I have a kind heart. And they also know that I don't like to see people suffer. They all know that. But things are starting to change where the light, particularly in the area of science, it's going to change where the electric car that is known today is likely going to be obsolete, much of it between 5 and 10 years from now. Because there's going to be another technology that's going to be far more superior and more logical. The current electric car is not supported by the light. And if you got your pendulum, verify that. Confirm that the current electric car is not supported by the light. Yeah, so there you got your answer. And the light, the Father, the spiritual council of the light is going to be voting on key technologies to come on this planet. And certain scientists, researchers will have that knowledge through the crystal lattice. And recently, two scientists received a Nobel Prize for where they identified, they located what is called the microRNA molecule. This actually is an amazing discovery. They don't quite understand this molecule, although they think it's something that regulates cell function. It's not really a correct statement. That statement's untrue. What this is about, and when I authorized to talk about this more, when we take a look at DNA, DNA means current life incarnation genes attached to DNA, and RNA is genes that's attached to past lives. And so the microRNA molecule, it takes one cell to start a disease. And so what happens is that one cell is triggered for a disease in your body with the activity of the microRNA molecule. The molecule will basically start the actual disease. And so this is absolutely fascinating. And through science, when we take a look at RNA, we'll understand more about past lives, that certain situations have nothing to do with this current incarnation. That's a good step moving forward, particularly when I, like even myself, I check my body once in a while and I'm still clearing my body. And, you know, I've had, let me just check, hang on 1 second. And so I do have an active microRNA molecule. And so that's going to be cleared and very shortly. So I'm not, that's to bring disease into my body. Part of that is to, for me to learn, you know, physician, heal thyself. And I've been doing a lot of self-healing. And so when I get a certain disease, and I got many diseases in the last 2-3 years, which I've healed myself from. And the reason why I go through this is because when I know that my body can be healed, I can help someone else. So that I know that I know that I know that I know what has to be done. And so I'm happy to go through this suffering, because I've suffered I've suffered a lot, even though I sound like I haven't. I have paneling people, have I suffered a lot in the last 2 to 3 years? Yeah. Have I almost died many times? Do the paneling, verify. Yeah. Okay. So I'm doing this program because I've been asked by the Father to do this program. I've been asked by the Spiritual Council to do this work. Although I just decided to do the program right away without discerning this morning, but you know, that's, they're gonna talk to me after. I know they're gonna say, make sure you check every morning, because I didn't do it this morning, but I had the strong desire to do the program. So now I have to check, and I know they're gonna say, Brian, pay attention. So I wasn't paying attention this morning. But thank God I was on the right track and I was supposed to do this broadcast. So the crystal lattice, again, is programmed for, again, the electric car to be mostly obsolete, as we know, within 10 years. And we got to really, really realize that governments worldwide, you have to embrace technology that is supported by the light. And I'm asking for the cold fusion to come out all the way. It was the Prince of Darkness that was basically blocking any sort of advancement with cold fusion. Sure, there's been advancement in that area, but not the last 20% of the technology has not been completed correctly. And with every technology, the last 20% is the most critical, and that's where my gift is. I'm able to help someone who's gone 80%, and then I'm able to complete the last 20%. I've already done this, and of course I have to get permission to actually do this. So I'm asking all of you to think good thoughts. Think good thoughts about everybody. And if you do get a bad thought about someone else, replace that bad thought with a good thought about that person. It's very important that you do this, because your thought has an influence in the matrix, and your spoken word has an influence in the matrix. So when all of us, when we speak of the U.S. government, our Canadian government, if you have a bad thought, replace it with a good thought. Replace it. And you'll find that you're going to have a better day. And the more people that have thoughts of replacement of good thoughts, replacing our bad thoughts, we're going to be better off, because then you have a real chance to influence the future. in a positive way. So you do have a role to play. And this is a small role, but eventually it's going to be bigger than you can ever imagine. So I'm going to go now. Again, I'm exhausted right now. It's been a very, very interesting morning, needless to say. And the folks in Florida, I'm looking out for you. And the people, Palestine, Hamas, Israelis, there's a lot of Israelis that they don't want this war to continue. A lot of them, they know it's wrong. They know what's going on is wrong, what the Israeli government is doing. They know. And so let's see over the next 3 weeks what happens with the influence of the light. I think we're going to start seeing something positive. But like everything else, something bad happens. Then right after that bad thing happens, then all of a sudden we all realize it's better to have a ceasefire and it's better to make peace. So I love all of you. And let me ask the Father if there's anything I need to say or do more. Hang on. He says there's nothing more to say, and he's saying that this broadcast is 100% truthful. Panel and people, verify. Is what I've just said, is that true? Yeah, there you go. It's 100% truthful. And in closing, speak kind words about me. Do not speak against. Do not take any action against me. It's very, very important that you don't do this. And I only want to send back love to everyone. I don't want to send back anything other than love. So we are going to say goodbye, and we are going to hang on for 1 second. Thank you. Say goodbye, October 10th, 2024. I forgot what the date was. I had to look it up. My gosh, you see how I don't retain my when the information comes into my brain, it goes out right away. So October 10th, 2024, and we're supposed to be doing a broadcast tomorrow. I have no idea. In the meantime, everyone have a good day, a safe day. And I love the people of the world. I love the people of the United States. I love Canada. I love the French people. I love everybody. Everybody I love. And so you can discern that I love everybody. You know, I do. You know, I'm not just saying I love everyone. And I will cry for everyone if I have to. And sometimes I do. It's easy for me to cry. So until then, we'll talk tomorrow. Thank you.
I see the Lord. Does an angel contemplate my faith? Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? I've been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection. Will I ride or wrong down the waterfall? Wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When I come to call, she won't forsake me. Instead, well, when I feel weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I